to his tomb. If he hangs his head, he's gone too soon. Oh, youth did not make you immune. The past is not burdened with proof, like the films I recall from my youth.
And a young man dressed in his father's suit, I can make a lie from the hardest truth. And I always make the mistake of why, always make the mistake.
What you saw in mine,
a promise we could compromise. Oh, love is a foolish prize.
We could claim a great many things.
You were the song that I needed to sing, and the truth was you always wore his ring, and we were only borrowing. And I always make the mistake, oh, I always make the mistake. I always make the mistake, oh, I always make. Still sing, I recall the tune. Perhaps I will see you soon. Perhaps I will see you soon.
That's The Young Novelists with Always Make the Mistake from the album Made Us Strangers. Laura Spink and Graydon James are our special guests in the mobile studio at the Folk Music Ontario conference. It's now Sunday, and yeah. I have to say, I'm actually starting to feel bright-eyed and bushy-tailed now.
Now you picked up the cool.
I think you might be alone in that feeling.
So we have Graydon and Laura with us. How are you guys doing today?
Really great, actually.
Actually feeling pretty good, yeah. I mean, just the physical aspects of having the weekend of staying up late and getting up early. So, you feel a little drained, but it's like a good drain, a good feeling of having seen a lot of wonderful things.
Well, and I think when you get to Sunday morning, it's kind of like, I've done this. I'm done. You know what I mean? You've succeeded, right?
Right, yeah.
You've managed the late nights and the early mornings. No problem.
Yeah. Standing on top of the mountain.
So let's talk about how you guys are doing. I mean, you've had a phenomenal year, I would say. Made Us Strangers came out in, 2015?
Yes, it came out in April. Right?
Yep.
And to me, it seems like you've been on a whirlwind ever since. I've noticed that you've been down in the States quite a bit, and I think that might be a testament to the fact that you have been heading down to NERFA, to the Northeast Regional Folk Alliance conference. And yeah, I think that suddenly gets the extra exposure, and then you can work on the details from there.
Yeah, that's been a huge part of it. We just decided, I think in 2013, that that's something that we wanted to start doing is touring in the States. So that's just been a goal of ours, and we've been doing more and more there. So it's been really great. There's a lot of people there in the United States. Yeah.
It makes it easy if you can drive a couple of hours or 3 hours, and then there's a huge town. That makes it a little bit easier on the touring. The thing that I'm sort of proudest of is having done a 2.5 month tour, just a straight up, you know, just the planning of that and the logistics of it, because we've really done 2 or maybe 3 week tours up to this point. Just getting that under our belt was really wonderful. And we also brought our son on that tour, and that just gave us, I think, a sense of, all right, this is a viable thing. Like, we can, you know, do it with our son on the road. We can, you know, make this into a career, and that's like, that's a good feeling to have.
I meant to ask how his career is going, because I always already get the impression that he will probably be surprising people with his musical ability.
You know, I played piano with him not that long ago, and he was playing really well. And then, you know, I'm not telling him what key it is or even like what the notes are. I kept it in C just so he can just play on the white keys and have a fun time. But he did, when I was like playing what you would play to indicate the ending of the song, he understood and he went to the tonic. He played the C at the end of it. And I was like, hey, this kid's got a decent ear. So that was really wonderful.
Yeah, he's a really, really great singer. He just like, he's so unabashed about it. Like he'll just like be singing Star Trek or like some made up song at like full tilt in the grocery store.
Yeah, you don't want to quash it, but sometimes you do, like, just a little bit less loud than full on yelling is okay.
But it is pretty awesome.
Well, that's great, and you know, I'm a great believer in the power of genes. So put two people that are very talented together, you're going to get something rather special, not just great music. Now let's talk about the music, because Made of Strangers did really well. I mean, you didn't just get critical acclaim, you also, you know, received nominations for awards as well.
Yeah, I mean, it won a Canadian Folk Music Award for New Emerging Artist, and we got nominated for Vocal Group as well, and some songwriting awards came out of it. And then it also did well in terms of, you know, radio charting stuff. So
yeah, the best we've ever done with an album. So that was all really, really wonderful. And kind of unexpected.
You just sort of hope for that kind of stuff, and you're never sure what's going to happen, right? Because, I don't know, you have this idea of what might be, and if it comes about, that's great. And it exceeded our expectations, which has kind of been the motif for the last 2 years. Or maybe even our whole career, is that, you know, we keep our expectations manageable. We just, you know, they're realistic expectations, I think. And then most times things are better than we expect them to be. And that's always been a good thing. Like, you know, we just spent a month this fall in the States, and we were like, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I was booking that tour while we were doing the long 2.5 month tour. And that's always a hard thing to do as an artist, if you're on the road playing the shows and then you go back to where you're staying and sending emails to book the next shows. It's not super fun to do that, but it's part of the job. And the fact that the tour was better than we expected this fall was just a wonderful thing. So yeah, it's been good that way.
You're a unique proposition, because you can either be the husband and wife, male female duo, mm-hmm. or you can actually be the five-piece band, depending on obviously where the gigs are, mm-hmm. which I think from a booking point of view really makes it pretty attractive. The fact that you know each other so well probably also helps you take longer tours, or not.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's it's been kind of interesting that we, you know, we came here, we just got off the road like a week ago, spending a month in the van together, just the two of us. And, you know, we're still happy to be in each other's company. We're still, like, on stage and smiling and having a good time. Although because that's legit. We really are having a good time.
We haven't actually seen each other this conference very much, so there's been a lot of, like,
that's true too.
You know, we go basically the whole day, and then like, randomly we'll see each other in the hall, like, hey, how's it going? Because yeah. Graydon, for the conference, Graydon was a youth mentor this year. I think that's been a really cool
thing. I really like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying yesterday that you come in and you're like expect to be teaching a lot, but you end up learning a lot. So I have to give props to my, I'm going to say, I used to be calling him mentee. I'm going to call him protege now. He's my protege. John Weirhead is his name, and he's fantastic.
Now, you have great on-stage chemistry. I think that probably helps in a lot of ways. I think it certainly helps with the appeal from the point of view of people that may be thinking of booking the young novelist to see how well you interact on stage. We just listened to Always Made the Mistake, which is one of my favorite tracks from Made of Strangers, and that has gorgeous harmonies and a fabulous lead from you, Laura.
Thank you. Yeah.
Are there more songs that you're going to be singing in the next album?
That's a good question.
I should mention at this time, we do actually have another interview. I think probably, I don't know if we have two. We definitely have at least one more interview on folkrootsradio.com with the young novelists talking about music. And I know when we talked before, Graydon, we did discuss the fact that Laura taking the lead on songs was bringing a new flavor to a lot of what you'd done. And bearing in mind, you still would have two studio albums plus the great live album that you recorded in Guelph at Dublin Street United.
Yeah, and it's not been like a mandate necessarily that we got to give Laura more songs to sing lead on. That's not really even something Laura's been driving for. It's just there are songs where it just makes sense and obviously sounds really great when she's singing. So, you know, it's kind of a natural thing, which has been great. I honestly, there's the songs that Laura does sing, I can just kind of stand back and play a bit of guitar and then sing some harmony sometimes. That's really kind of nice for me. I don't have to be the front person all the time.
So tell us when we'll get to hear some new music from the young novelist. And I should say that you are now playing one or two new songs in your shows.
Yeah, there's a handful of songs that we've been playing this weekend. There's a lot of songs, actually, that we are kind of at various levels of readiness. And it's just sort of, I think we're kind of going through them and trying to get those to a point that we can play them and decide whether they're even worth pursuing, though.
Yeah, that process is kind of fun.
Like Graydon is a really prolific songwriter, and so there's a lot of material. So we're just kind of sifting through it right now. So that's kind of where we're at. Because we are looking to start recording very soon, actually, the next album.
Before the end of the year, we'll be recording. So it'll be next year. Hopefully, but you know, sometimes album cycles, you're trying to find a home for that album. We've released everything independently so far, so I think the next step or the next thing that we're going to be looking at is trying to find a team to help us put out the next album, and that might end up making it take a bit longer to release. So hopefully it'll be out sometime next year, but it might be spring of 2018. You never know for sure.
And in the meantime, continue with, you know, the shows on the road.
Yeah.
Whether there's just the two of you or the whole family.
Yeah, we're going to be touring a lot more next year as well. So we can't stop. We like it. We like it a lot.
Well, you make great music together. And certainly.
Thank you, Jim.
I said when I saw you for the first time, I don't know, seems like a week ago. It was only like a couple of days ago, 3 days ago. You know, how pleased it makes me to see how well things are going for you. Because when you come back to this conference every year and, you know, you see people at different stages of their career, and the conference, you know, you talked about the youth program, it really does have some bits that can help people. You know, you've got the youth program, you've got the export development program, there's huge opportunities for mentorship alongside all of the great music that occurs. But it's great when you see people following their dream and having great fun doing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I very much appreciate your support early on in our career, and that's been awesome to have that. So thank you so much for that.
If people want to learn more about the Young Novelists, how can they do that?
Our website is www.theyoungnovelists.com, or you can just come over to our house and we'll have some tea and coffee or whatever and chat.
Are you still doing the concert window as well?
We stopped because we were doing a lot of touring stuff, but we're actually not doing like heavy touring for the next couple of months because we're going to be recording. So I think we'll bring it back.
Yeah.
Maybe try to have a special Christmas-themed one in December or something.
Yeah, the last Wednesday of every month was when we used to do it. Well, maybe we should do it next week then. Or that would be this week. Anyway.
I should add for our listeners, it's a great way to get an insight into the home lives of the young novelists.
Yeah.
Great James and true. Laura Spink. It's a lot of fun, and it's something you might want to consider checking out. And when the next one's available, go to your website and
check
follow
our
the
website.
Links.
Yeah.
That's great. There's only one more thing we need to do, and that's pick another song to play. I thought we should go back to the Made of Strangers album. What are we going to play?
We're going to play a song that's actually about our son and missing him while we're away, which is apropos because we were just on tour without him. He was home and we were away. So this is a song called Hear Your Voice.
This is The Young Novelists with Hear Your Voice from the album Made of Strangers. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. As always, guys, absolute pleasure.
Thank you
so
much.
Thanks so much, Jan.
I was outclassed, I was staring into the flame. You were looking back, we must have been feeling the same. Oh, I try and I fail, and no one's to blame. I hate the face in the mirror, and that hasn't changed. That hasn't changed.
Baby, all I need is to hear your voice. Baby, all I need is to hear your voice. Hear your voice. Hear your voice. The rain was falling hard and steady over our home.